thought that Bob was a fake?
Have you ever thought that Baba was a fake?
Have I ever thought?
Last night you said, how do you know? How do you really know? And it was an honest question.
Well, that's fine.
How do you know if Baba's a fake?
There's nothing to be mad about.
How do you know that, really?
You see,
she's going to tell
you. You see, you don't know with the head, but you know with the heart. I've known grown-up people, not children only, grown-up people be so mad at Baba for saying he's God. How can a man stand up and say, I'm God? You know, he must be this, he must be that. And then one day, just suddenly, a letter slips under his door. He picks it up. He finds it is a universal message with Baba's picture. He gives one look at Baba's picture, and he knows. No more head. He wasn't reasoning. If you reason, you wouldn't know. But your heart will tell you. And the very fact that you want to know means you're connected with Baba. And Baba lets you know. You don't have to worry about that. You know, Baba would always say, be natural. You don't have to do this or that. But I tell you, it's a gentle... If I asked you, how does a flower open? You couldn't tell, because I wouldn't know either. But it does. In the same way, then it... And we were born with that knowledge. We were born with that love, which means we've already carried over. It's carried over. And someday you'll remember your time here. Yeah. Anyway, we have a lovely... Look at Baba's garden. You like Baba's garden? You like... I'll tell you something. Baba loved children. Baba was an extremely, extraordinarily kind person. You'd love that. Baba loved to play games. You know, Baba even cheated. He played so him. Yeah. But he cheated so that we know that he was cheating. And we couldn't catch him out. You know, he was, all right, there's one game, you have a stick, a long stick like this, and then you have a short stick like this, and you put it over the hole, and then you throw it. Now, everybody's waiting. If one of us catches that, then the person who's doing it is out. Now, Baba's there at that little hole, by that little hole in the ground, and he's going to do this, and we're all... Waiting to catch him out, you know, to say, you're out. And then, but if you're expecting a cheer, he throws it there. If you're expecting a berry, you never can catch it. When it's done, then three times you get the chance of wherever that little stick is, it has a point, like Poirot's mustache. Then you have to hit that tip so that it flies up. And then hit it in the air and get it as far away from that little hole as possible. Three times are over. Sometimes you don't even hit. When you hit, it doesn't only go this much. Sometimes you can. Then the one who's playing guesses how many measures of the big stick is it away from the little hole. And you have to be right, because then you're going to count, and you're going to see how he counts. And if that is not the number he says, out. So Baba will look. And he would say, 40. 40? Impossible. No, it isn't 40. We say, no, we don't accept it. Shall I count? Yes. So now we're all watching, and Baba's bending down. You measure like this with that stick, you know? It's a bigger stick, not so small, like my hand. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going running beside him. Four of us here, panties here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sure enough, it's 40. And yet when you look at the space, you can't believe it, it's not 40. No, says Baba. Shall I do it again? Yes! So he does it again, but he's right both times. We have to give up. And he knows that we know he's cheating. Can you catch me out? No, sir. We could never catch him out. He loved game. He loved, and animals loved him. Children loved, I mean, in a very unusual way, you know. We had a parrot, you know. We call it Mitu. In fact, any parrots are called Mitu, like you say Polly, right? Mm-hmm. Any parrot known as Polly, we say Mitu. So this Mitu was a she parrot. I tell you, she was the funniest parrot you could ever meet. She had a beak that looked like a red nose. Very clumsy, very, she made eyes like this at everything. If she wanted something, if she was greedy, she showed it. If she wanted something, you knew it, you know. She wasn't subtle at all. You know. She must have been an Irani. So, Baba, if one of us, and I took her on the shoulder, she loved being on the shoulder, this big hulk of a parrot, and then you chew a bit of chapati bread or something, and turn to her. So she would lean over and gently take from your mouth that chewed bread, and she would eat it. But with Baba, she would do differently. She would sit here, and Baba would chew chapati bread or something, and put it out and say, okay. And she, as if she knew that this is from Baba, not just from anyone else, she would be trembling, you know, trembling with the privilege and the emotion of it. And she would lean forward. I tell you, it was worth seeing. It was like seeing a play in the stage. She would go forward. Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, and so gently trembling. She would take it from Baba's mouth every time. You'd be amazed. She does that with us. She didn't do that with us.